Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I've mentioned, and I've said it before, you know, I used to work at Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry. We had a healing school there, and I worked there for a number of years. And I brought it up from time to time. I said, you know, I think we'd get more business if we had a drive-through window at the healing school, and people could just come through, and you could reach your hand out and go, Shundai, be healed, and they could press the accelerator and peel off. And God does do instant things. Don't misunderstand me. But His regular way of functioning and doing things, all you got to do is look around the whole earth. How does the plant world operate? How does marine life in the ocean operate? How do animals on land operate? How do human beings, its seed and its development and its harvest? That's His way of doing everything. And so it's not see how quick you can get in, take the notes. Okay, I heard it, got it, let's go. Not how it works. You got to hear it and then hear it again. And then hear it again, think about it. Talk about it. Meditate on it. Hear it again. And you'll get something different the next time. You'll get something different. And what's happening is starting to bud. It's starting to put down a root. It's starting to develop in you. And if it stays in you long enough, it will manifest in this realm. Amen. It will manifest in wisdom and knowledge. It'll manifest in joy and peace. It'll manifest in protection, in provision, finances, healing. Come on, are y'all with me? Restored marriage, relationship with your children and grandchildren. God has an incorruptible seed. You know, it kind of reminds you of the fable about Jack and the beanstalk, you know. He had that bean, and man, that thing just, you know, nobody would believe what it would do. Well, this is not a fable. Every one of God's word is not magic, but incorruptible seed. And what it will just blow you away if you will let it get in you. Amen. The devil knows this, which is why getting the word out of you and away from you and getting you away from it is his top priority. It was real easy this morning for millions of people. He just dealt with them, roll over and go back to sleep. We got extra seats in this place that could be filled. Well, it didn't take much for them to be robbed of something that could change their life. And not to judge, you and I have done it before. But we're getting smarter. Is that right? We're not ignorant of the devil's devices. Go with me to Luke 8, please. Luke 8, verse 2, I believe it is. Well, verse 3. How about 4? When much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, Jesus spoke by a parable. He said, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground. How many like hearing about the good ground? Good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Why would you need to say that, he that has ears to hear? Well, if you read Matthew's account, Matthew 13 and Mark 4, which also recorded this teaching of this parable, He talks about that the prophet had foretold that people would see and not see, hear and not hear, hear and not understand. Why? It has to do with your heart. The ears are connected to the heart. And only a willing heart allows a hearing ear when it comes to God's things. Now, this is something I'm seeing more and more the further I go in this. I used to think, when I first started in the ministry, that the greatest need, maybe the greatest problem with humanity was ignorance. People just didn't know. They didn't know, and you know, Hosea says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I thought, well, that's the biggest problem. People just don't know. If they knew about God, if they knew about the truth, if they knew about Jesus and redemption, they'd love him, they'd want it. They just don't know. But after a number of years in the ministry now, I realize that just ain't so. And I failed to emphasize the rest of the verse. In Hosea, it said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That's not even the rest of the verse. The rest of the verse says, because you have rejected knowledge. God is faithful. He is making salvation available to everybody on the planet. He is giving everybody opportunities to see and to hear truth and to receive, but millions don't want to hear it. They don't want it. They don't want to acknowledge. If you acknowledge that there is a God and Father and He is the creator of all things, what's step two? Well, you ought to acknowledge Him and check in with Him and see what He wants you to do. See, that's a problem. For much of humanity, they'd rather deny the existence of a God than they're not answerable to anybody. Do what they want, when they want. Rebellion, pride, defiance is the scourge of the planet. It's the real problem, not just ignorance. And that's what he's talking about here. Him that has it, because they asked him, if you read these Matthew 13, Mark 4, Luke 8, they asked him, why are you always talking to them in parables? In other words, why don't you just come out and say it? He said, because to you it's given to understand, but not to them. What? Not to them. He said, they see, but they don't see. They hear, but they don't hear. Why? Why would that be? Why would he have to say, he that has ears to hear, let him hear? Back up a little bit. He mentions four types of ground. Do you know what they are? Wayside. What else? Stony. What else? Thorny and good ground. And apparently, Jesus had said, if you don't understand this parable, how will you understand any of the other? This apparently is a granddaddy parable. This covers so many things. This is how he said the kingdom of God functions and operates. And it is sobering to realize through Jesus' teachings that 75% of the people who heard the word of God got no results from it. That's sobering. Is it true or not? Wayside ground, did they get any results?
No.
None. Stony ground, any results?
No.
None. Thorny ground.
No.
And we understand, Jesus explains it here in just a moment, the seed is the word of God. The ground are people. And I reckon all humanity falls into these categories somewhere. And are we to understand that 3/4 of the people who hear the word of God are getting no results? Is that the fault of God?
No.
Is it the fault of His Word?
No.
It's not a seed problem. It's not a word problem. It's a ground problem.
Amen.
It would answer a lot of questions, wouldn't it?
Yes.
as to why a lot of things not happening. But how many feel like me? I don't want to be any other kind of ground except a good ground. Amen. So I got to find out, why was the wayside ground? Because I don't want to be that. Why was stony ground? I don't want to be that. Why was stony? I got to find out, or else how am I going to keep from being it and doing it? In answering what we were just talking about, why would you say he that has ears to hear? Why would you say it's not given to everybody? Why? I mean, that just don't even sound right. It is fair because of this. Wayside ground, why were they wayside? Back up. It said it fell by the wayside. It was what? Trodden down. Somebody say trodden down. That Greek word means to trample. It can also be translated to reject with disdain. You don't trample something under that you value. And then Matthew tells us they never understood it. Why? You'll see this thought over and over in Proverbs, in Psalms, in other places. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And also the beginning of wisdom. The what?
Fear.
You could also say like this, the reverence, the respect. Why do the things of God just go right past so many people? They don't respect them. They got no time for them. They don't respect them. Who has ears to hear? People that value him and value what he's saying and doing and are willing to hear it and do it before they ever hear it. That willingness of heart and that respect gives you an ear that can hear what others don't. How many want to have ears that hear? Then it comes from the reverence and respect. Now, if you hadn't been with us, we've already covered a lot of ground. We talked about the wayside ground. And so we're not wayside ground. Somebody said, well, I'm not wayside ground. We also talked about stony ground for like, I don't know, 3 Sundays. And so we're not stony ground either, are we? Come on, we're not. And if you hadn't heard it, you ought to get it. Go online, download it. It won't cost you anything. And make sure you get it in you, so that you're not caught by these traps.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.